Welcome to Awakening Matters, spiritual dialogues that invite joy, wisdom, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective, with myself, Cynthia Sloan. Hello, everyone. I am delighted to have you with me here tonight. The show is definitely about listener participation. So tonight I am continuing a series on my spiritual evolution, if you will, and sharing from a very young age all that transpired that created a language of trust and a light language of sight to confirm and validate that trust ongoing from 5 years old on. So tonight we will not be taking any calls. And I want to share with everyone that the feedback I received was huge. It was amazing feedback. And part of that feedback was some people wanting to know what reactions as a child I got from probably the people closest to me, which would be family members. Let me backtrack for everyone who's tuning in tonight. I invite everyone that has not heard the show previous to this one, that one was September 6th, I believe, to listen to the archive so you can catch up to where I am in the consciousness story that I'm sharing. But to briefly touch on it, my spiritual evolution, if you will, and involvement in a conscious way started at 5 years old. Upon seeing visually, hearing, feeling, and being acknowledged by the being that I was seeing before me, as a quote-unquote, being 5 years old, a ghost in the garage. So that is a story that is on the archive from last show. That was the first conscious recognition that not only was I seeing something that was not as a physical dense matter, of course, at 5 years old, that's not how I related to it, but that I was seeing a being who was looked very much like a hologram and looked very, very black and white, hovering above the ground and below the ceiling, and with tremendous detail, and that my reaction and surprise of seeing him in a darkened garage was also his acknowledgement that I was acknowledging him. We both screamed. I was 5 years old, like I said, and I said, "I'm sorry," and closed the door to the garage that was connected to the kitchen. So that was the first conscious recognition. The following was, and of course there's more detail in the first sharing and telling of this in the most recent archive. The second consciousness awakening and unfolding was at 6 years old, seeing my father's, looking up and seeing my father's light body, light language, which is what I refer to as the sacred geometry and the energy, the pulse, and the movement of color, of sparks, of light, of the communication, all rooted in love. Communicating with me, and at 6 years old, being able to see all of that and then inwardly ask, "What is that?" For those who are tuning in for the first time tonight, my father was in the middle of a very important lecture at the time for the family, and so I didn't dare interrupt. So inwardly asking, "What is that?" and then hearing a response. And realizing, of course, now that I was tuning in not only to my father's light body and his aura, but the light language is universal, and it communicated with me and to me in return upon my inquiry. And it is a consciousness that is alive, and it is surrounding every form that exists. It is ongoing, unending. It is a sacred geometry that involves all languages, all scripts, and all forms of science, mathematics, of whatever equation you are looking for. You will find it in the light language of manifestation in form, and that means any form. So began my ongoing and unending relationship, not only with the consciousness of the light around my father, but when I looked away from him, I saw the light and the structure and the soul signature, which would be the light language around all form in the room. And from that moment on, from 6 years old forward, I have been seeing the auras around people, people's guides, loved ones from the other side, their sacred animal guides, their past lives, their present life, their hall of records, their medical anatomy, their soul contracts with themselves and each other, and their soul purpose and their universal purpose, and onward and onward and onward. And that has been communicated with me, to me, never by a human teacher, even though we are all teachers to each other, but by my unending relationship of trust with the originating voice and language that surrounds all that is, which is love, and which is an energy of love creating form. So telepathic communication and the ability of trust so strongly that what I was being guided to learn from this physical dimension, what I now call the plane of demonstration, became my classroom. And everything that went on in it, no matter how severe or not, I learned from. So I will start now. I will return for everyone that is with me and caught up. And if I've lost you, stay with me, because we will find each other again in the scope of communication. That the feedback I received was, were you supported as a child, wanting to know what reactions I received as a child, etc. And everything happens for a reason, whether we are aware of it in the moment or whether it makes sense later on in our lives. And I say that because this, what I'm sharing with you, is my true life story. It is not only my perception, it is my experience on all levels. And what I will share with you is that I had no support, zero support. In fact, quite a severe reaction in the opposite direction of support, meaning the opposite of support. So on a humanistic level, certainly not on a spiritual level. But my father, atheist, my mother, non-practicing, and a lot of chaos and a lot of fear and a lot of anger, a lot of rage, a lot of energies that were not supportive of the ongoing and unending symphony, if you will, music that never stops and is ongoing, of spirit daily, morning, noon, and night, for me and with me. Because the other side of that experience was so severe, not only for a child, but for a human being, to be in an environment that was so volatile and so intense, and to feel everything so intensely, and then to add to that, to watch, which actually I was being taught how to utilize a situation, and this is from 6 years old on, up in age. But even at 6 years old, I was being shown how energy in a human being, when they do not reside in love or even trust, or when they do not reside in really anything but their own fear and their expression of non-love for themselves, or where they don't even include themselves to the degree where their insecurities and their illness becomes projected outward to a degree that it can immobilize or paralyze not just two-leggeds, but four-leggeds. So basically, the energy was so severe that while the energy, like a freight train, if you will, was coming towards me at 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, that at the same time that that freight train coming at me with maybe only one intention, which was to reorganize my entire being so that any fuel or any type of light could be utilized or eaten up by them, that as a child, as I stood there and began to crumble at not even understanding all the words, but understanding the intensity of darkness and of extreme rage, that at 6 years old, as a child, the energy in the room where there was a black hole, let's put it as a visual, where there's this black hole, a tornado of blackness just swirling and taking into its blackness everything it can to try and grow and consume more and more. As a 6-year-old, 7, 8-year-old child, as I began to feel dismantled and hollowed out by the intensity of the experience, spirits, light, and light language and sacred geometry just filled the room and lifted me up. Visually, what I saw was the dismantling of energy around individuals, but then I saw this tremendous light and felt this tremendous warmth and love and sacred geometry. It's almost as though the rays of light in the room turned to face me and enveloped me in the attempt to, not just the attempt, but the accomplishment of to say, this is going on and you are having this experience. And at the same time, there is this other experience. And so if nothing occurred at the moment, balance was stamped there. Balance was without question what I experienced, whether it was from one extreme to the other, balance was what was sustaining. So it's not to say that I didn't experience in my humanity the Holocaust, if you will, and I use that word with the intention to imprint upon this telling of my very real experience through my eyes and my being, that it was a survival between life and death, and it was daily. So daily was the opportunity for spirit to show up, and did tenfold, to say there is a different, better way, and that at any moment, no matter how young you are, how old you are, or where you are in your life, I'm not speaking to you from a book I've read or from a story somebody's told you. I'm speaking to you from my own experience, and I'm sharing with you heartfelt and depth felt. No matter where you are right now, feeling alone, disconnected, or feeling that you've been discarded or that darkness befalls you, at the same moment that you are here, that there is as much light and as much love and as much fuel and support for you within your heart light, your emotional body, your feeling body, and your universal body. And all I can share with you and say is that you don't need to know the way, because nor did I at 5 or 6. But I was, I believe, because I was wide open as a young child to everything, that I was able to take in the possibility and not close it off. So if you are sitting there by yourself, if you've gone through tragedy, if you are by yourself or with another, I invite you to breathe deeply with me and know that you are connected to balance first, but that your personal invitation with yourself and others to become a being that is open to the possibility that at the darkest and most severe place of your life, whether you've just left there, whether you're healing from there, whether you're there now, that you are open to receiving the light, love, support, the sacred geometry, the love of your spirit family, however you would verbalize it, do it. I invite you to do it, because by becoming simply open to receiving it and standing in the light of the possibility, you will start to experience changes. So, in the light language that I spoke of, that is truly my first language, I will say that I was brought up by spirit. Spirit's education with me, spirit's love, spirit's constant dialoguing. I could hear my spirit guides through my ears. I could see all light and all communication visually. I could feel it in my feeling body. I could receive messages, all kinds of things. And again, there's more information in the first covering of this on the September 6th show. I was brought up by spirit. Humanity was not there. And I mean, when I say humanity was not there, it was most certainly there, but not in any way, shape, or form that would reach out, support, pick up, or even hold a young child that was exposed to everything that I was exposed to. There was no opportunity for dialogue. For those who are thinking, why didn't she ask for help? Why didn't she reach out? Why didn't she get help? I asked for help not only from, well, let's talk about a humanistic level. I asked for help from all, even teachers, parents of friends, everybody that a little child would think would that you would receive help from. I got zero, nothing. In fact, if anything, I received more in reaching out as a young child. I received more rejection or more no voice. So when we talk about your words falling on deaf ears, I was not given a voice in the family that I grew up in, and I was not given a voice in a severe way. We were not allowed to speak. Our opinions were not included, involved, nor participated in the experience. So when you question where did she speak to, who did she speak to, I spoke to those who, in a human level, I thought would assist me. I received none, and then therefore continued, never stopped, the spiritual dialogue, where when I always reached out to talk, I was received, heard, and I received a response. So that was an ongoing dialogue that never to this day has not been there. So that leads me to the next thing. If you are an adult and your inner child is there feeling that it was never seen or heard or acknowledged or even given permission by its human family to exist, because I was verbally not given the permission to exist on numerous occasions by my human family, that your permission to exist is there by the plants and the nature that surrounds you. The very fact that a tree can be me and you can see it is the sacred geometry and language of light of that tree acknowledging your existence. If you can feel a tree, if you can feel a beautiful setting in nature, then that is that very setting acknowledging your perfection and mastery to the universe. So contemplate that. If humanity has not met you, seen you, or acknowledged you, please do not discard yourself, because everything else that is not humanity around you is sending you unending rays of light and love and support. And if you can look into your environment, and if you don't see the beauty of yourself there, if you can request or give yourself permission to feel the beauty of the environment around you. If you can feel it within, you are feeling a part of yourself that exists and that this dimension is acknowledging. So as I always say with all the work I do, only if it resonates what I'm saying, make it your own. If it doesn't, throw it out and go on to the next subject, but inquire with yourself first before you take on somebody else's truth as your own. And if you do take on somebody else's truth as your own, make sure that it speaks to your heart and your soul and your mind and that it includes you. It doesn't exclude you. I invite you all to contemplate that. So in the last show, I mentioned some things that I would go over I never got to. I talked about the light language, which is the aura, and I talked about the high vibrational frequency. High vibrational frequency basically means that we all have a soul signature. Soul signature, when I look at an individual that has requested that I sit sacred with them in a session, I'm able to see their soul signature, the light language in their aura, and I'm also able to see the rate of speed their aura moves in. It's almost like their higher consciousness's rate of speed with this world, other in-between consciousness, feeling body, all kinds of different aspects of who they are running in a vibration that is at different speeds. As an example, your physical body is aligned to, on a cellular level, is aligned to the rate of speed it includes of gravity. Why? So that you can experience yourself walking on the earth, walking upon the ground, the grass and Mother Earth to come up and meet you, meet your feet, and you to have the experience of that density. So the calibration or the vibration is really the rate of speed that you are in that moment. Rates of speed are continuously changing, and your rate of speed accelerates depending upon the interaction or reaction of the moment and who you're communicating with and how. Meaning, your rate of speed on a higher perspective, so we take as an example many of what I have been sharing. Take a physical experience, a young child experiencing a tremendous amount of weight upon their being, whether that's energetic weight or physical weight or what have you, pushing them down. So they're feeling the gravity. They're feeling most likely their vibration is slowing down until what happens? The rate of speed of adrenaline on a physical level, all of a sudden your body shoots out adrenaline for your survival, fight or flight or freeze, and you have all this adrenaline. That's one level of, on a physical level, of raising your rate of speed. Now, raising your rate of speed when I'm looking at the situation of intense chaos and negativity, I have physical adrenaline, and that's one rate of speed. When I recognize, acknowledge, and interact with spirit's love, light, the rays of light, and the aura embracing me, enveloping me, and holding me, I've now raised my vibrational frequency beyond physical adrenaline to a greater place of peace, a greater place of passionate disconnection, which would mean the ability to be in a place of great intensity, but not, like I said earlier, you're visiting, not participating. So you get taken to a higher rate of speed, and that is a higher vibrational frequency. We all are individual frequencies interacting with each other in a frequency way. And so how you react in the moment is going to affect you. Last time I spoke, I also talked about things happening outside of time in a blink of an eye. When I say a blink of an eye, what I'm saying is not that I blinked my eyes and something happened, it's the opposite. It's that so much more happened that it's almost as though I stepped outside the envelope of time, okay, and experienced worlds and years and all kinds of experiences. But then when I stepped back into the envelope of time, all that had passed was a blink of an eye or just a moment, when in my experience, I experienced so much more. So when I say in a blink of an eye, all time outside of time or all time at one time, it means the ability to be in a moment, but to also not be only in that moment, because we're endless individual beings that go on and on and on and on and connected to each other, but we are not just one level. We are multidimensional, multifaceted, unending beings. So therefore, we can be in a moment having that experience, and also, because there's so much more to us than just that moment, be having tons or be cultivating and communicating and experiencing so many other moments along with that one moment. The thing with me, from being a young child into an adult, is when I would rejoin the envelope of that moment, I retained everything. What happened prior, what happened during, what happened after, etc. And I retained all of those experiences within my cellular body. That is your soul library. Your cellular body is your soul library. The beauty of that is that at any moment you can check out a file, check out a book, or check something out, or sell it, or throw it away, transmuting it, changing it, and therefore changing your cellular body, which means your physical body as well. So that's at a later time to talk about the cellular body and your hall of records and how you might contemplate checking out a record or a file in relationship to an experience. So, I also talked about last time objects in agreement with you. I explained that at the age of six and onward, there was not just a language of light around everything, but also the framing, if you will, or the scaffolding, if you will, around all objects, that it is light in movement. It is sacred geometry in light and movement. It is liquid light. It is all forms of light, depending upon the form, whether it is water or an ice cube or an ocean or a piece of furniture. Everything has a sacred geometry to it, a consciousness to it, and it's communicating with the environment at all times. So for everybody out there, if you think you talk a lot, the universe and everything in it talks so much more because it never stops talking. Just so you contemplate that in your own way, only if it resonates. So all forms are ongoing to experience themselves and agree to become for others as well a form or a format of vibration, like a mass of form that others can relate to accordingly. Basically, what I'm saying is, what I learned at a very young age is, with spirit and the universe, there is a deep, unending respect and agreement for humanity to experience not only itself in a certain form, but don't think for a second that all the most breathtaking, incredible, all forms, not just breathtaking or incredible, that exist on this plane of demonstration aren't having an experience themselves, because they are. Everything is having an experience of itself and each other. And so, therefore, when you feel that things around you are working against you, I really invite you to move into your heart sense and your feeling body and communicate with your eyes closed to the environment around you, which is very much alive and very much communicating. If you're not hearing it, it's communicating with you nonetheless, and it's communicating with itself and its environment. When you take a live plant and then you take a water feature, recycling water feature, what have you, and you put them next to each other, those are two living forms that are communicating not only with each other, but about the environment that they're in. Same thing with everything in your environment. So I invite you to move to your heart center and to your feeling body and communicate out loud. As an example only, if it resonates, go ahead and use these words. If it doesn't, make them your own. But in the environment that I'm in, that envelops me and that is here with me, I invite, I request, I ask, I fully receive all burden, all lack, all negativity, all weight, all disconnection to be transmuted, to no longer be represented in this environment, and instead for this environment to become an environment of abundance of all good things, of abundance of love, and really of abundance of your originating nature. And when I say originating nature is in our originating soul signature, and not just ours, but the environment of the world on many levels, comes from the birth from a place of abundance, a place of fullness into the world. So when you invite yourself and your environment to return to a place of abundance, you're returning to yourself, and you're allowing everything around you to no longer hold the illusion of disconnection or lack, but return to a place of connectedness and fullness for you. Don't take my word for it. Make it your own. Use your own words and communicate quite often in that way, and you will start to see changes occurring with you and for you. Now, let me say from experience of living, that when you try something out, a dialogue with yourself or with spirit that you haven't tried before, give yourself the opportunity to receive it, meaning that if you ask for your environment to change and the next day you wake up and you go, well, nothing's changed, I look the same, so forget it, I'm hated and I'm discarded and it doesn't matter anyway, I invite you to pay attention to that dialogue, because as an individual that on many levels, as I've already said, was not acknowledged by any humanity, in fact, only acknowledged by spirit, and I mean was not acknowledged by any humanity at a young age in a positive, loving way, certainly in other ways. But if I had not been drawn to the feeling of love, the feeling of warmth, the visual of light, and the openness in my heart to receive, then I would not be here talking today. So I invite you. That means basically that some days were harder than others, and some days, even though spirit was there, and light was there, and love was there, I was still experiencing the duality of the two, and it was not until the following day or days after that I would move into a place of peace. So give yourselves, love yourselves enough to give yourselves the time to receive what you have requested. Love yourselves enough to receive that and not discard the opportunity and close down your heart before you receive it. That's something for you all to contemplate. I do not possess anything different than anybody else. I'm not greater than or lesser than anyone else. What I am is an individual that was tremendously blessed, as we all are, to be here, one, and secondly, to have the opportunity to experience the, on many levels, and everyone has a story, and everyone's most hardships, the greatest hardships of your story are to the exact intensity and darkness of the person to the right or to the left of you and their greatest hardship. So to the intensity of my greatest hardship, to the what seemed unbelievable and unsurmountable, and there'll be more information, you know, about all of this coming. But with all of that, I had the tremendous honor and gift to be able to experience light and love at the same intensity of the darkest of the dark and the most horrific of the most horrific. So I had the intense, deep gratitude to be able to experience the exact same intensity of that darkness in light. And I happened to be able to tune into it and feel it. And that is nothing that not everyone else can do. We are all born with the capacity to feel, to have intuition, to experience and to know and to tune in, tune up, and to receive information. However you receive it, dream state, awakened state, we are all mirrors and teachers to each other. And the only reason that I still am is because of the trust in, not without the, I guess I'll try and finish one sentence at a time, is the trust in the love and the ongoing support and teaching, ongoing and endless teaching this dimension has been to a soul and to a being, at the same time that I could have turned the lights off, shut down, and gone away. So instead, Spirit said, learn from this. Look for the higher purpose. Look for the higher, well, at 5 and 6 years old, just look at the light. So it's not always a verbal teaching. Look at the light. Feel the light. Allow the light in. Because by doing that, I'm sure that in the darkest of times, looking at that light and feeling it or even being interested in it allowed the light to move through the darkness and transmute it. So whether you are 6 years old or 60 and all the way through, if you feel that you are in a dark space and you can't even wrap your mind around what the words are to get you out of it or to even verbalize it, look at the light. I don't care if it's a flashlight or a beautiful light or a colored light. Look at the light and allow that light to transmute that place that you can't reach, but the light can switch, the light can move in there and switch on the illumination and get the warmth moving throughout you. And I speak from a survival aspect, but I also speak from a humanity aspect and from a spiritual aspect, and certainly from a joyous one filled with unending love. To know that the only capacity that I have to love at the depths and unending relationship to love that brings me to tears every day, not only through relationships with humanity, but through the animal kingdom, through the insect kingdom, through the nature kingdom, that the capacity is there to experience a rebirth every day and to find yourself in every opportunity, that every opportunity of lack or of confusion, of chaos or negativity at the same exact moment, whether you choose it in that moment or you choose it later. As an example to you, I spoke earlier about saying that everything happens for a reason. We're not always aware of why until sometime later. A lot of what happened to a child and then happened to a teenager and to a young adult and onward was not understood in the moment, understood, started being taught how to work with energy, that I was energy, that everything is energy and light, and how to communicate with your energy and your light, how to heal yourself, how to block this, how to open that, et cetera, learned all of that, but didn't really start putting the pieces together as to why this and that happened with individuals until later, that then you start seeing the bigger picture and possibly understanding why. So I invite you to not necessarily discard yourself or your truth or your knowing because you don't know it now, but that it will be revealed to you when you're able to wrap yourself around it, maybe accept it and redefine yourself anew, which is an opportunity at every moment. I'm going to pause and let everyone breathe with me. So, to those who said, well, how did people react? I will share with you that because of my childhood and not having a voice and not being given a choice, that I didn't really share a lot of what I could see and do and receive until I was, let's say, at the latter part of my teenage years. And I remember very clearly sharing something in a group of other kids my age, and their reaction was so startling, like, what? What are you saying? Why are you saying that? What? What is she talking about? That was one of the first times that I recognized, wait a second, other people might not be communicating maybe as often or communicating. There's something, what's going on here? And so that's what started my dialogue, really started bringing me out into the forefront of communicating with people about their experience, not necessarily sharing mine yet, but, you know, inquiring with them about how they felt about something and why and what was their experience, how did they get to that feeling. So I had, not only was I constantly questioning why and receiving information spiritually, energetically, vibrationally, electrically, magnetically, constant information in my environment. As I've said earlier, I think in the other show, that this physical plane of demonstration was my, and is, continues to be my classroom. So, with that said, when I started talking to people my age and older about questioning their lives, again, not necessarily sharing mine at that level, I started noticing that when I was having a conversation with an individual, that they started asking me questions, or I'd receive a tremendous amount of visual pictures or a tremendous amount of information, or I'd receive a visual and a name, etc., just a conscious download where I could hear the person talking verbally to me, but at the same time, again, the ability to be at all time at once, I could hear and visually see the other information being offered. And very soon after that, I've shared some funny stories about the need to confirm and validate what Spirit's offering you as a part of your gift in the past show. Again, check out the archive on the September 6th show. But that is also where I started to share with people, you know, I don't know if this is going to make sense to you, but I just got a picture for you, I received a hit for you, or I feel a message for you. Do you want it? And then I would say 97% of the time, the individuals did. I shared either the piece, never made sense to me at the time, but I shared the piece or the picture or the sentence or the information, and it offered something to them, whether it was completion or the next step to their journey. And so there was a constant mirroring and validation. So I say to you, it doesn't matter what your title is. It doesn't matter what you do for a living or where you are or how old you are. If you are talking to somebody or listening and you receive anything for somebody, or you don't even know if it's for you or somebody else, first apply it to your own life. If it doesn't fit, then inquire maybe with your other friends, or inquire privately to yourself, is this for a friend or a person I know? If it's not, wait till the next day. And when you're out and about, if the memory comes back to you in relationship to somebody that you're being introduced to or you just met, possibly that is the connection and you are a messenger. We are all messengers for and mirrors for each other and teachers. And so please, I invite you to contemplate, if no one has acknowledged this, let it be known that I'm acknowledging this for you and about you. You are important. You matter. Your opinion matters. Your voice matters. Your heartbeat matters. Your breath matters. And because of you and with you and possibly through you, spirits might have a message for you and others. And so become open to that in your comfortability. Make it your own and know that it is an opportunity that will help you to feel closer to not only who you are, but to who other people are as well. And this chasm of disconnection and disconnect that humanity's created might become smaller and smaller if we all start reacting or being there for each other, even in ways that we might not understand, even if it's a message. So, with that said, the invitation is for you to know that not all people who are gifted or have a gift, whether you're an artist, whether you're a doctor, whether you are an entertainer, whether you're a politician, I don't know, is that a gift? Whether you are a universal professor, wherever you are, whatever your walk of life is, you have the opportunity at any time to remember that you are connected to a circuitry and an unending, and I do mean unending, dialogue of information through your feeling body or through your mental body, through your spiritual body, of receiving more information about you. So what that means is, not everybody that says they're an expert is. Not everybody that says they're not an expert is not. What you want is possibly not always what is the highest and greatest for you, but it has something to offer you always. An opening, a gift, a realization, an aha moment, a return to yourself, I would say more often than not. And so sometimes the hardest times in our lives not only shape us, but they also give us the platform to take off from and to rise. Maya Angelou, one of my favorite incredible conscious spiritual, there's just no words. All words seem limiting to put on her, but she writes incredible poetry. And one that was shared with me by one of the most dearest persons in the world to my heart and always will be is Maya Angelou's I Shall Rise. And so I invite everybody that's listening to tune into that poetry and to see if you can find yourself there. So, I am here to share with you so much more, some more funny times and some more times that took me to places that I never would have dreamed of. But I just really wanted everyone to know that was interested in knowing, because of the feedback I got, that no, there was no human support. It was a severe opposite of that. And so I stand here today with myself and before you as if anything, a testament to it's possible not only to survive, but to survive with a heart that's so filled with love and so filled with light when a huge portion of your life might have given you reason for the opposite, that it's possible to still hold that amount of love and light and to be moved by the beauty and the tragedies and everything, but to be alive and participating and to be in deep, unending gratitude. No matter how people define you, it doesn't matter if they're the closest to you or those along the way, don't forget yourself and who you are, because they have. Spirit hasn't forgotten. Go out into a walk in nature and be mindful that if you are feeling the beauty around you, it's because the beauty around you is acknowledging your divine perfection. And if you are feeling it, then there's a part of you that's ready to embrace that as well. So at this time, I am going to invite, first, I'm going to thank with deep, deep gratitude everyone that's tuning in and listening to my personal story through my eyes and my perception and my experience. I am honored and in deep gratitude that you are here with me. And secondly, if you would like to communicate with me, you can do so by writing to C as in cat, YNS as in Sam, 999 at gmail.com. Or you can check out my website at Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, S as in Sam, L-O-N, number 9.com. Again, that's C as in cat, Y-N-T-H-I-A, S as in Sam, L-O-N, the number 9.com. And please send me, as you are, your comments and your questions and what you'd like to know, and I will address them as we take this journey together. And I send you deep namaste and deep love. And as always, only, this is Cynthia Sloan, and only if it resonates, make it your own. Good night.